This is Riding the Waves of Life, a Boundary Family Services podcast. Hello, all. In this episode of Riding the Waves of Life, I thought I would do a quick public service announcement about the holidays. And that announcement is, let's take the stress out of the holidays. In all of those lovely, amazing, high-quality Christmas specials that we always get to watch every holiday season, the message is always that what is important in the holiday season is the people that you love and to spend time with them, and that it is not about the gifts that you receive or the gifts that you give. But unfortunately, our society really loves consumerism. And so no matter how many of those Christmas specials they pump out, on the flip side, they're always pumping out the advertising that you need to buy to make sure that all the people around you are happy. And also that you need to be Superman when it comes to making sure that you have all of the decorations and you make your house look perfect and beautiful and that you have all the amazing Christmas cookies and all of those things done, or else your Christmas is going to be horrible. But as we all well know, that is not true. So don't buy into it. Take the stress out. Take a deep breath right now if you're feeling stressful. Take a moment to be present and think about, why am I stressed? What things have I added to my plate for the holiday season that are not serving me? It doesn't need to be full of stress. For myself, I actually do not get that stressed around Christmas because I have chosen with my family to not do things as traditions that are super stressful. And that is the magical thing about when you have really young children, is that that is your time to have a choice. You can choose what your holiday traditions are going to be because your kids are either not born yet or they're so little that they won't remember. This is your chance, if you have young children, to think and go, hey, what is not serving me right now? Because if you're stressed during the holidays, everybody feels it, and it makes it not nice for you. So take that moment to go, hey, what is not serving me? Is this changeable? What steps do I need to take to make this less stressful? Now, if you've already created holiday traditions and your kids are older, you know what? You can always change them. They're not set in stone. So once again, you take that moment and you become present and you think, why am I stressed? What are some things I can do to make this stress less so that I can enjoy the holiday season more? And also, we're all financially strapped. So reminding yourself that, yes, giving is part of Christmas. It just is. But you don't have to give your children everything that's on that Christmas list. Those kids will still love you unconditionally. It's built into their DNA. So giving what you can with the love that you have is all you need to do. And for some families, that's going to be only giving gifts that you've made. Some families, that's going to be gifts that are secondhand. Some families, that's going to be gifts of experiential things to do together. In some families, that's going to be buying everything on that list because you can, and that's okay too. But just taking that stress out of, I must give them everything or else they won't be happy. So just like all those Christmas specials say, remember that the holiday season is about the experiences with the people that we love, not about what presents we gave or got. So, this holiday season, please, please, please don't go into debt getting all those things that your kids are asking for, that they will play with for, I will say, in my own personal experience, like 20 minutes, maybe the whole day if you're lucky, and then it'll go off into the corner for the rest of their lives. And please just take that time to just be with each other. And it's not always going to be all lovey-dovey sunshine and rainbows. I mean, let's be serious. Kids fight. We get stressed. Those things happen. But taking that deep breath and just enjoying the moments that we have this holiday season together that are beautiful. Happy holidays, and we will be back in January. Riding the Waves of Life is funded by the Public Health Agency of Canada and provided through Boundary Family Services. All recording equipment was funded by a grant from the Phoenix Foundation.